your right hand. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this matter?
I do.
Thank you. Please be seated. State your name for the record.
My name's Charles Roberts, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, R-O-B-E-R-T-S. I live at 2000 West Homer Road, which is right at the intersection of Ballantyne and Homer Road. I've lived there since 1993. The house we live in is the oldest house in the area. It's the original farmhouse. It's the reason Ballantyne Lane's even there. The date on our deed is 1920. The well, I have no original information on our domestic well. I have two wells on our 5 acres, a domestic well and an irrigation well. My domestic well is one of the red dots. I hate to say it. When we moved in 93, 2 years later, we need to put a new pump in our domestic well. I had Burgess Pump do that. Unfortunately, they did not write down our static level and our well depth. And I've been trying to call them. They're looking at records. They haven't found that. It's 95 records. In 2003, I was having pressure issues. I ended up going with a different outfit. I went with Karen Pump. They came out. Our static was at 116 feet. Our depth was at 127, which made me feel good because in my memory, that's nothing to change since 95 when we had Burgess out. They had to replace the motor on our well. And then 5 years later, last year, 2008, we were having pressure issues again. Called up Karen Pump, out they came, and our static level had dropped 5 feet, as well as a well was filling from the bottom 5 feet. They pulled the pump up. The result was we had just a couple feet of water on top of our pump. So they said, that's not much. You should think about drilling a new well. So that's what we did. We ended up last fall drilling a new well, 285 feet deep we ended up going. Our static was at 134 feet. 283 feet was the depth on the new well. At the same time, my neighbor just to the west, Rick Katuki, he was drilling at the same time. We had a lot of fun. He was drilling it. They were pounding away. It took him a month to drill his, and I had a hydraulic guy come out in 2 days. I had my well drilled. So we were comparing notes, but his static and his depth came to about the same. We were running through the same. Our well logs parallel each other with the sand and the clay layers. So our wells are very similar. He had just put in his new well, or a new pump the year before. His pump was still under warranty when his well level dropped 7 feet, and he was having fill in from the bottom, so he also was too low on water to run with his old well. I'm here also protesting M3's application for this much water because, you know, in the 15 years I've lived there, like Greg said, the only thing I've seen is more subdivisions, you know, more domestic wells and more commercial wells go in. And so, and with all the wells I'm seeing going in the neighborhood, I'm loath to see that volume of water coming out of the ground, you know, and endangering. I spent nearly $20,000 to put in that well. I don't want to do that again. So, there you go.
Okay. Mr. Thornton, this witness is friendly to the protestants, I assume.
Yeah.
Wish to question.
Yeah, a couple of questions if I could, Mr. Roberts. So in the area you live at the end of
Ballantyne
meets Homer Road.
Right.
And if Are you familiar somewhat with the map and where you might be located on that map on the wall?
All right, I assume I'm this dot right here, and my neighbor, the two 2008s next to each other is myself and Rick, right there at the end.
And then where would Mr. Taylor be?
He would be, well, he's not on here, but he would be, his 2009 dot would be between 2008 and his 2006 right here. He'd be right just south of us.
And then, Mr., are you familiar with Mr. Dan Blackwood?
Dan Blackwood, he would be just to the east of us. His dot, whenever he puts it in the well, would just be to the east of us.
And then Mr. Matt March?
Matt March, he's just south. He would be the 2006.
Okay. In your mind, does it seem that all the wells were built sometime in 1955 and they all somehow had the same problem instantaneously?
No, I wouldn't jump to that conclusion. I have no idea. Like I said, I have no idea when my well was put in. We have no record on it. Rick's, I believe, was put in 70, and I don't know about anybody else's. I don't know the dates. All I can say is what I'm seeing is that a lot of wells are going in at once, and everybody's seeing water dropping. And so that's all I can testify to is our water levels are dropping.
And are you interested in trying to get your new domestic well also monitored?
I would like, it would be nice, that would be very interesting to watch that water level over the years. Yeah.
And awesome. I believe you had identified that paid almost $20,000, and that money came apparently from your kids' college fund, is that right?
You bet. That's why they have jobs.
No further questions. Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Just one question, Mr. Roberts. I believe you testified your static level was 116 feet, and then it dropped to 121,
that's correct.
So you dropped 5 feet in 5 years?
5 years, that's correct.
So about a foot a year. Did you answer?
Yes, that's correct.
That's all.
Okay.
And Mr. Edwards, questions?
I have no questions, but thank you for your time, Chair.
Mr. Lawrence.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts, for your testimony. Regarding the well that you replaced in 2008, do you know what aquifer that new well is completed into?
The name of it? No, I don't. I just know it was 127 feet deep.
That was the well that you replaced was 127 feet
That's
deep?
Correct. And the one and the new one is 283 feet deep. But I don't know names.
And you also described static water levels measured in 2003 and 2008. Do you know what times of the year those measurements were taken?
The 2003, I don't remember. The 2008, it was middle of summer. I can get that information. I didn't have it with me.
No more questions?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Roberts. And Mr. Scott Nordstrom. Forward, please.